ready to have your world rocked. It's Up Close and On Fire with your hosts, Lady Spitfire and Kickass.
Welcome to another episode of Up Close and On Fire with Spitfire and Kickass. But no, this is not Lady Spitfire or Kickass. This is CJ Marzicano. I'm usually the behind-the-scenes person here on the podcast doing the writing and the reviewing for every episode. Lady Spitfire usually picks out the acts and leaves it to me to listen to the CD myself, write up a description, and send that and pick three songs for every episode off to her. And this week, Lady Spitfire was feeling a little tired, exhausted. Didn't want to go more than a week without doing an episode, so she asked me to step in and be the substitute host for this week. For those of you that don't know, I'm also the person who recorded and produced her single, Effort Never Dies. I also played most of the instruments on the final recording. Her and Kickass and Adam Knowlton came over to my studio, Generic Yellowbird Music, here in Hazleton, and recorded the whole thing. However, today, I am not at the Generic Yellowbird Music studio. I'm in my apartment doing this almost spontaneously on my digital recorder that I have for songwriting and stuff. And I get to edit this whole episode from the comfort of my couch in the living room while I have my morning coffee. So that's the situation I'm in right now. Normally, I wouldn't even be worrying about doing anything with audio, but when there's an emergency and Spitfire needs my help, like a good friend, I jump in and I help. Anyway, order of business for this episode. This week, we are featuring Wilkes-Barre-based guitarist, singer, and songwriter Dustin Douglas. Dustin used to be the front person for a three-piece band called Lemon Jelly, and for about 5 years he was also the one of the guitar players for the Badleys after I think Jeff left. But for the past few years he's gone back out on his own with his own trio, another power trio, which he calls Dustin Douglas and the Electric Gentleman. And this week on Up Close and On Fire, we'll be highlighting three tracks from Dustin's first album, Black Skies and Starlight. And I wasn't completely sure what to expect from the album, because I was reading some stuff online on his website, his Facebook, to see what I was going to be in for. And there's all this talk about being based in classic blues rock and things of that nature. I wasn't sure if it was going to be all retro or whatever. And for the most part, it really isn't, because it's got the guitar tones from that era, but the songwriting is more centered on pop sensibilities, which is perfect if you're a songwriter. I'm a songwriter myself, so I can appreciate that 100%. The guitar playing, I mean, he's a great guitar player, and he's not flashy until he needs to be. As a guitar player, Dustin knows when to flash and when to smash, and most of the time on a CD, he prefers to smash, which to me is the right approach, especially when you're just in a three-piece band and you're the only guitar player. Anyway, I'm not going to talk too much this episode. This is not my show. I'm just jumping in for Spitfire. I'm going to let the music do the talking. And we're going to hear three tracks from Dustin's album. This first one reminded me of like mid-80s Kiss, especially the Asylum album, and especially the stuff Paul Stanley was doing at that time period. First song is Daydream, then we're going to hear Been There, Done That, and My Door. That third one has more of like a Led Zeppelin riff coming through it. This is some good stuff. Dustin Diamond and the Electric Gentleman here on Up Close and On Fire.
Black skies and starlight, trapped in an old-time daydream. I'm smile from across the room.
We just heard three cuts from Dustin Diamond and the Electric Gentleman here on Up Close and On Fire with Spitfire and Kickass. On an episode without Spitfire and Kickass, I'm CJ Marcicano, usually the writer of the show, jumping in on a substitute host tip. I thank you for tuning in and putting up with the voice of someone that hasn't done any voice work since his own radio show was put on hiatus years ago. Next week, Spitfire is going to be back, and now proceed back into just writing the show. I thank you for listening, and until next week, as Spitfire would say, effort never dies.
You've been listening to Up Close and On Fire with your hosts, Lady Spitfire and Kickass.